but I was doing slow skating for a while. I'm still interested in going back doing it again, but I just haven't actually had a chance or had time actually to go back to do the slow skating. I think it also with, because actually I did enjoy, you know, I used to participate in with a lot of pictures that I have from different things, and I may get back and do it one day. Because that's like I'm actually looking for probably another dual band radio. Because also I did have interest in doing 6 meters. I pretty much got lazy as far as because I got a 897, which a lot of times I don't even feel like going to switch over, you know, going to push this button and push that button to get over to 6 meters and then push this button or forget to push the button. If I turn the radio off, forget to go back and reset it and so I could go back to do an HF whenever I want to. So I think pretty much I'll probably find another dual band radio to pretty much go back to do what I 6 meters or whatever.
Definitely makes it easier when you've got a radio for each thing you're doing, but it makes it more expensive also. So you got to figure out which one's more important to you.
True, so true. But other than that, I am looking forward to the next. I'm trying to remember when is the next Hamfest coming up soon.
Is Dayton, Ohio is this weekend, and then I don't know of one in June right now. So Waynesville is the next one here that I know of, and that's in July.
Somebody had mentioned on yesterday the one in Knoxville, I think somewhere in Tennessee, there's a Hamfest that's coming up somewhere around there. I'm not certain. Don't remember. I can't recall right offhand. Don't remember.
Mention it. I think Knoxville is this coming weekend, but I'm not sure.
I would love to go to, because actually the only two Hamfests that I've been going to here lately is the Shelby and the Waynesville. So I like to expand out a little bit. Maybe Knoxville or if it's this weekend, I gotta take a drive to Roanoke, Virginia this weekend. So I would like to do a little bit more going out there a little further than just this part of this side of the Carolina.
KO4 HKX and Brewers 2 meter net. I just looked it up. The Knoxville Hamfest is actually June 21st this year, so that will be the next one that I'm aware of in this area, unless you want to drive all the way to Dayton, Ohio.
So I think the last time I've been in Dayton, Ohio was 2000 and I want to say 13. It may be before 13, but me and my Elmore from Baltimore, we took a bus from Baltimore to Dayton. That was when they had the old arena. I heard they built up now to a new arena. So I did enjoy myself there, but I don't think so. Plus, I'll be hopefully soon be going for another back surgery. So not certain for sure when. I got to go see Thursday or Friday this week to see another surgeon. So to find out what's going on.
You're going to have another back surgery because I think this makes number 3 or maybe 4 for you here real quick together. So I hate that. But, Bill, I am going to jump off here. It sounds like the rain's picking up over here. So and I'm getting hard to hear the repeater because of it. I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to have to look at my station. Been having some issues out of it lately. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by here. I do greatly appreciate you coming by here and hanging out with me for a few minutes.
Here are two, but I think I'm going to return to myself. So, Patrick, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Hope to catch you real soon. KB2GU and clear. At your final.
Bill, you have a good week, and look forward to talking to you again. And it was good to see you yesterday. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. For ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, just wanting to say hello.
Thanks for coming by here and checking in on RF. Good to hear you, and I hope you and the missus have had a good week.
Busy week this past week, and another busy one coming up.
Hope it is a good busy. Looks like it's going to be a wet one, so won't be able to do much of anything outside anyway.
To wrap up the school year, 2 weeks of school left, and I've got a new antenna build I want to put on top of the house, but I'm not going to do it while it's wet, so it's on the back patio ready to go, and I'll just run what I've got until it dries up.
After that, well, thanks for coming by here tonight, and like I said, I'm with Bill. I'm going to get out of here. It's rain starting to pick up, and it's getting hard for me to hear the repeater, so I don't know if I got something going on with the station or if it's just the rain interfering with the reception.
Well, you have a good one, 73. Hello to the net, and I'll be clear.
Bill, this is KO4HKX. I'm inviting you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV, and I know he would like to hear you. And come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And I will send my net report and return shortly. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.